Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Every decision we make, from choosing our morning coffee to how we manage our money, is influenced by what we know and what we don't. Often we don't realize that subconscious biases shape the way we think and the way we make these decisions. Our next guest says that some of these common biases could be negatively affecting your financial behavior. Becca Mathis is a certified financial planner with Jeter Rubala Wealth Strategies, and she joins us by phone now from her office in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Becca, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
And so in your experience as a financial advisor, are you seeing some clients who have issues with their financial behavior?
We do. There are several biases that we tend to see very regularly. You know, it's crucial to understand behavioral finance and what these biases are. In reality, it's typically emotions and biases that often drive our decisions.
All right, well, share with us a couple of examples.
Sure. So a common example that we see is what is called familiarity bias. So this is really the tendency to stick with what we know. So in our everyday life, this might mean that we get the same coffee every time we go to Starbucks. But financially, this can lead to investors to concentrate their portfolios and assets that they are most familiar with. And this can really lead to a lack of diversification. I'll give you an example of a familiarity bias. Many employees may choose to invest heavily in their employer stock through their 401k plan. They may feel that they know the company well, they trust its future, so they're going to concentrate their savings only in the company that they work for. But unfortunately, and this has happened in the past, if something were to happen to that company, their employer, they could then be at risk for not only losing their job, but their retirement savings and financial security virtually overnight. You know, the other example of a common bias that we see is what is called loss aversion. So this refers to our tendency to prioritize avoiding losses over acquiring gains. So it's really not just about preferring a gain to a loss, but it's about avoiding losses at almost any cost. So this can really affect investors' decisions. So investors could be reluctant to sell a declining investment. They may fear the realization of that loss, even when it might be wise to just really cut their losses and move on. Maybe the fundamentals for the investment that they have are deteriorating, and it's not really a good position to continue to hold. Another common way that loss aversion impacts investors is fear based on their past negative experiences, such as maybe a market crash. And this could lead them to miss out on future growth opportunities. I would encourage investors to look at their holdings with a fresh perspective. If they were starting from scratch today, would they still want to hold that investment? And then another way that investors can overcome loss aversion is review long-term market trends. 2008, for any investor that was heavily impacted or may have suffered significant losses during that time, they could be reluctant to invest moving forward. But if you focus on the long-term trends and stay invested during those difficult times, it will allow you to capitalize on future market growth opportunities.
And so it sounds to me like maybe one of the most important things is to just remember your original goals, right? That if you just stay focused on your goals and what your guidelines are and your investment program, that this might help as well.
Yeah, I think that's critical, Mike. Always keep your objectives front and center and make decisions that are going to align with your long-term goals rather than being influenced by short-term emotions or biases. When faced with difficult financial decisions, ensure that you have all the relevant, unbiased information available to you. And then lastly, don't get stuck in one way of thinking. You know, be open to new information and strategies, even if they seem a bit unfamiliar or uncomfortable to you at first. You know, a diversified approach in both in terms of assets and strategies helps reduce risk and better position you to achieve your financial goals.
Well, Becca, great information as usual. Thank you so much for sharing with us today.
Thanks for having me, Mike.
Becca Mathis is a certified financial planner with Jeter Rubala Wealth Strategies in Spartanburg, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear the show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org. And you can hear it again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.